Forward. Though others know about this mission, there are several things that happened which no one has ever written about before. I know of no other account given by the divers who participated in Operation Ivy Bells or of anyone who was attached to the USS Halibut. All scripture quotations are from the King James Version of the Bible, KJV. Declassified. Grateful acknowledgement to the CIA for releasing this material, which gives the name of the operation, what we did, where we did it, how we did it, and the results. They were not available for viewing until the document creation date, December 22, 2016. In March of 2006, I sent a Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request to the Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI, asking if I could write about Operation Ivy Bells. My request was denied, but they recommended I appeal to the Navy Judge Advocate General, JAG. This I did, and acknowledged to them that I had signed a non-disclosure act. I asked why others who worked for the government on this operation, and who had also signed non-disclosure acts, could publish books written in the first person, not hearsay, about Operation Ivy Bells. Their response was, "Your appeal also poses questions concerning your non-disclosure obligations. This office's authority is limited to appeals under the FOIA Privacy Act, PA, for the Department of the Navy. Your questions fall outside my cognizance." This was dated May 22, 2006, Department of the Navy, Office of the Judge Advocate General. Naval Officer John P. Craven was the chief scientist of the Special Projects Office of the U.S. Navy. He has a bachelor degree, Cornell University, a Master of Science degree, California Institute of Technology, a Ph.D., University of Iowa, and a law degree, George Washington University. He guided the Navy's undersea special projects operations during the Cold War, and we owe him a debt of gratitude for his service. He oversaw the conversion of the USS Halibut that equipped her with many of the features that she used in our special operation. In his book, The Silent War, The Cold War Beneath the Sea, published March 15, 2001, he talks about the project I was involved in. He said, "Pelton would betray how the Navy had tapped Soviet underwater communications cables, including the crucial role of saturation diving in those operations." I was grateful to Naval Officer John P. Craven for writing about this back then and giving an account of our operation that was more than hearsay. This gave credibility to our operation, as John Craven was personally involved, and it could not be swept under the rug as some fantastic story. I emailed John P. Craven a few times and received two emails back from him, one dated March 22, 2006, in which he talked about writing his book and said, "I have to walk a very fine line." How was he able to do this? Besides being a scientist, he was also a lawyer. He told me, "That is not to say you should not attempt to write a biography that publicizes the heroism of the men of the Halibut in the conduct of perilous and important missions for the United States." He then added, "You should also know that this letter to you is not off the record, and you may use it or not use it as you wish. Best of luck, Craven." On October 2, 2017, I called the CIA and asked about their declassified information in the Freedom of Information Act electronic reading room.